very nice to see you all and to have this precious opportunity to teach the Lojong teachings for a period of 6 weeks. Today I want to give an introduction to the Lojong teachings and hopefully jump right in and start to teach on the slogans themselves. So we're about to begin a retreat together. The idea is to accomplish something that we all long for and want to do, which is to take a period of time, such as the 6 week period, and try to bring the living teachings into our lives on a daily, ongoing basis. Now, this is what we wish for all the time, how to make the teachings real in our life, how to discover the living teachings as something in ourselves, to discover the clarity and compassion that are within us, to actually find them in ourselves, rather than that we're studying a book or memorizing a list of slogans or trying to put into practice a technique so that we can get it right according to someone else's standards. So we are going to be reading books, at least one, more if you wish. And you are encouraged to refer to these slogans again and again on a daily basis. And there will be two meditation practices given, the basic sitting meditation as well as the Tonglen practice. But the purpose of this is to grow in trust in the clarity that is within us and the compassion that is within us. That is the intention of this retreat, to connect with our own compassion, self-compassion, and genuinely wishing to alleviate the suffering of others, and to connect with the clarity of our minds, the openness, the limitless spaciousness of our minds. Not someone else's mind, but our own. So it's a retreat where we're encouraged to use these particular body of teachings to connect with ourselves and to develop confidence and to develop trust in our own capacity to love and care and our own capacity to connect with the openness of our mind, the clarity of our mind, the uncaught-upness that is available to us in the middle of all of our busyness and our schedules and our work and our family situations, to connect with the compassion that is within us, the love that is within us, and this capacity to find in the most difficult of times the clarity and openness of our being. Are you ready for this? So I should say that this is not easy. I don't think anyone in the room thinks it's easy, but maybe you think that the others do. And in preparing for this, I've been rereading all my favorite books on Lojong and working daily with the slogans and practicing a lot of sitting meditation, a lot of Tonglen. And the thing that I'm struck by is how it's not easy. So I can be your model. And I'm also struck by how important it is for us to not give up on ourselves, how important it is to gain confidence and trust in our own compassion and our own ability to love, our own ability to drop it, to open up and let the storyline go and rest in some kind of clarity and spaciousness of our mind. So my personal experience in the last month of seeping myself in these teachings that I already was quite familiar with has been that where we all start, unless I'm the exception to the rule, I think this is probably true for all of us, we all start as a very mixed bag of being able to connect and feeling completely disconnected. So this is to say,